And then I found a plot of the thermal conductivity of silicon as a function of temperature. And for low temperatures, it's going to zero. So that's what's happening to the thermal conductivity here. And it increases as the temperature increases because the specific heat is increasing and the diffusion constant is increasing. And then at some point, what happens is that the umflap processes start to become important. And when the umflap processes start to become important, the scattering increases and the thermal conductivity decreases again. So silicon has a peak in its thermal conductivity. It looks something like this. And in this paper, they were comparing different contributions to the scattering. So the dashed lines are all theoretical lines. This is the umflap processes here. And that's the major reason why the thermal conductivity drops again. The other things they were considering was a boundary scattering. So the crystal has a certain size, and if you have a very pure crystal, then the scattering off the boundary can be important. If the crystal had a lot of defects in it, then the phonons would scatter off the defects. And they were including the isotope scattering. So this is what I was talking about before, that silicon comes in two isotopes, 28 and 29. And this causes scattering of the phonons. And when you add all of the theoretical contributions that they calculated up, you get this dashed line, which is a little bit higher than the experiments, but has basically the same form. So I think from this you could say that we understand the thermal conductivity of silicon. It's going to freeze out at very low temperatures. There's a peak. This peak turns out to be about, I don't know, 30 Kelvin. And then above that, the thermal conductivity of silicon decreases.